Hello, listeners. Welcome to you all. Today in our weekly programme, Focus on Fact, we are going to look at the huge changes in tourism in Western Europe in recent years. I have with me Jerry Gordon, the local director of the International Tourist Board. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Lisa. Good morning, listeners.
Well, the main reason for this interview today is that it is the beginning of the holiday season in this part of the world. How has tourism changed recently, and what are the causes?
Money, mobility, and air transport. These are the main factors that have caused the changes.
OK, let's start with money. How has it influenced our holiday choices?
The main thing is that people in Western Europe generally now earn better wages than in the past. Many workers get paid holidays too. These are the reasons we can spend more to go on holiday.
And another thing you mentioned is mobility. Does this just mean we have more cars?
Yes, that's one thing. Just think, in 1951, only 5% of British families had a car. By 2000, this had increased to almost 75%. And we mustn't forget about the families with two cars, or even more.
So we can move about more easily, can't we?
Yes, but greater mobility doesn't only mean we have more cars. There are also better transport systems. This means we can travel further, and it's much easier to get to popular tourist destinations. For example, better roads and motorways make it much easier to travel long distances by car.
How about other means of transport? How have they changed our holidays?
OK, take air transport. Reduced fares, more flights, easier booking systems, larger and better airports.
Yes, but airports are still crowded, aren't they? Especially during the peak season. It's often a nightmare, you know, with queues, delays, cancellations.
Yes, of course. There are two sides to every coin.